Listening Comprehension Test Part 1 Listen to the following extracts and match them with the corresponding heading from the box, as in the example 0. There are two extra headings you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to read the headings. Example.
The sheer beauty of northern Mexico's Sierra Madre Mountains is only one reason why many visitors come a long way to enjoy some quiet time in this part of the country known as the Copper Canyon. The views of the beautiful canyons are spectacular. A train ride through dozens of tunnels adds to the allure of the mountains. And the opportunity to interact with the region's Tarahumara Indians is another reason this isn't an average mountain destination.
You have the Tarahumara Indians inhabiting these mountains, and the Tarahumara Indians is one of the most unique.
1.
In spring, we move our clocks forward an hour, and in fall, we move them back an hour. That section in between, we call that daylight savings time, and, oh, it's singular? Sorry, I mean daylight saving time. It may seem pretty straightforward, but daylight saving time has both serious repercussions and major benefits. In the United States of America, 48 states observe daylight saving time, with Hawaii, most of Arizona, and the U.S. territories of Guam, American Samoa, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands choosing to ignore it. In spring, the 48 states all jump ahead an hour, and the immediate effects can be disastrous.
2.
Indigenous peoples and local communities are among those hardest hit by climate change. Their dependence on natural resources for basic needs makes them vulnerable to extreme weather. Despite this vulnerability, they have generations of experience coping with environmental uncertainty, and their knowledge is central to forging effective climate change solutions. The Equator Prize 2015 winners show that community-based adaptation can lead to sustainable livelihoods and local resilience.
3.
These tuxedoed waddlers are emperor penguins. You may not know it, but these semi-aquatic birds are some of the most dedicated parents in the animal kingdom. I mean, would you be willing to do what they do? Spend 65 days huddled here in this penguin pack in temperatures that can drop to 112 degrees below zero, with winds of 50 miles an hour? Even Green Bay Packer football fans don't have it this bad. Fortunately, these big birds have evolved dense feathers and a thick layer of body fat. The remarkable thing is, the one who incubates the egg in a brood pouch is Dad. Meanwhile, Mom goes off to sea looking for food.
4.
65 million years ago, something happened that brought an abrupt end to the dinosaur age. No one knows exactly why, but in a mass extinction, dinosaurs suddenly vanished. Most scientists think the killer came from outer space. A giant comet or asteroid smashed into the Earth, throwing massive clouds of dust into the atmosphere. As the planet grew cold and dark, the dinosaurs died off.
5.
Skip Snow and Mike Rochford have charming personalities, perfect for anyone who works with snakes. Here in the Florida Everglades, they're after some party crashers, invasive Burmese pythons. Over the past decade, escaped or abandoned pythons have made a home of the Everglades and are wreaking havoc on the local bird, small mammal, and reptile populations. Skip and Mike's team do their best to capture and remove these invasive animals, but they're also trying to study how they live and move around in the swamps.
Six.
They were the first people ever to live in North America. Exactly when they came and how they arrived is still a mystery. But many scientists believe that as long as 30,000 years ago, some hunters from Asia walked or sailed along the coast of a land bridge that once connected Russia to Alaska. Their descendants became known as Native Americans or American Indians. As they spread out over the vast continent, Native Americans adapted to living in different regions, and hundreds of unique cultures were born. The Plains Indians hunted buffalo by stampeding them over cliffs. On the northern Pacific coast, tribes like the Haida and the Kwakiutl sailed the ocean and fished. They cut down giant red cedar trees for their houses, dug out canoes, and ceremonial totem poles.
7.
Good morning, I'm Amy Martinez. Taylor Swift fans' wildest dreams would be tickets for her Eras Tour, but Ticketmaster's website couldn't deliver tickets in a swift manner as it kept freezing. Twitter user Kay tweeted, "What is Joe Biden's plan to unpause the Ticketmaster queue for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour?" Fair question, so we asked Swift.
8.
Good morning, I'm Layla Faldin. Scrabble just got a lot more interesting. 500 new words have been added to the game's official Merriam-Webster online dictionary, and they're all playable in Scrabble. Guac, short for guacamole, made the cut. Zoink, zonky, unsub, unmute, thingy, roid, to name a few. And finally, an oldie, yeehaw. Zoomer, for members of Gen Z, is now also an official word. It's Morning Edition.
Now listen again.
One.
In spring, we move our clocks forward an hour. And in fall, we move them back an hour. That section in between, we call that daylight savings time. And, oh, it's singular? Sorry, I mean daylight saving time. It may seem pretty straightforward, but daylight saving time has both serious repercussions and major benefits. In the United States of America, 48 states observe daylight saving time, with Hawaii, most of Arizona, and the U.S. territories of Guam, American Samoa, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands choosing to ignore it. In spring, the 48 states all jump ahead an hour, and the immediate effects can be disastrous.
2.
Indigenous peoples and local communities are among those hardest hit by climate change. Their dependence on natural resources for basic needs makes them vulnerable to extreme weather. Despite this vulnerability, they have generations of experience coping with environmental uncertainty, and their knowledge is central to forging effective climate change solutions. The Equator Prize 2015 winners show that community-based adaptation can lead to sustainable livelihoods and local resilience.
Three.
These tuxedoed waddlers are emperor penguins. You may not know it, but these semi-aquatic birds are some of the most dedicated parents in the animal kingdom. I mean, would you be willing to do what they do? Spend 65 days huddled here in this penguin pack in temperatures that can drop to 112 degrees below zero, with winds of 50 miles an hour? Even Green Bay Packer football fans don't have it this bad. Fortunately, these big birds have evolved dense feathers and a thick layer of body fat. The remarkable thing is, the one who incubates the egg in a brood pouch is Dad. Meanwhile, Mom goes off to sea looking for food.
4.
65 million years ago, something happened that brought an abrupt end to the dinosaur age. No one knows exactly why, but in a mass extinction, dinosaurs suddenly vanished. Most scientists think the killer came from outer space. A giant comet or asteroid smashed into the Earth, throwing massive clouds of dust into the atmosphere. As the planet grew cold and dark, the dinosaurs died off.
5.
Skip Snow and Mike Rochford have charming personalities, perfect for anyone who works with snakes. Here in the Florida Everglades, they're after some party crashers, invasive Burmese pythons. Over the past decade, escaped or abandoned pythons have made a home of the Everglades and are wreaking havoc on the local bird, small mammal, and reptile populations. Skip and Mike's team do their best to capture and remove these invasive animals, but they're also trying to study how they live and move around in the swamps.
Six.
They were the first people ever to live in North America. Exactly when they came and how they arrived is still a mystery. But many scientists believe that as long as 30,000 years ago, some hunters from Asia walked or sailed along the coast of a land bridge that once connected Russia to Alaska. Their descendants became known as Native Americans or American Indians. As they spread out over the vast continent, Native Americans adapted to living in different regions, and hundreds of unique cultures were born. The Plains Indians hunted buffalo by stampeding them over cliffs. On the northern Pacific coast, tribes like the Haida and the Kwakiutl sailed the ocean and fished. They cut down giant red cedar trees for their houses, dug out canoes, and ceremonial totem poles.
7.
Good morning, Amy Martinez. Taylor Swift fans' wildest dreams would be tickets for her Eras Tour, but Ticketmaster's website couldn't deliver tickets in a swift manner as it kept freezing. Twitter user Kay tweeted, "What is Joe Biden's plan to unpause the Ticketmaster queue for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour?" Fair question, so we asked Swift.
Eight.
Good morning, I'm Layla Faldin. Scrabble just got a lot more interesting. 500 new words have been added to the game's official Merriam-Webster online dictionary, and they're all playable in Scrabble. Guac, short for guacamole, made the cut. Zoink, zonky, unsub, unmute, thingy, roid, to name a few. And finally, an oldie, yeehaw. Zoomer, for members of Gen Z, is now also an official word. It's Morning Edition.